Welcome back to our discussion of discovering treasures in the rhythm of God. We continue on the topic of preparing to walk in greater rhythm with God. In this session, we discuss how God invites us to flow in such a rhythm by entering into his baptism of rest. Now, what am I talking about here? Well, in Hebrews 4:9, it uses a unique word derived from the Hebrew word Sabbath, which means God's ordained rest. It says, there therefore remains a rest, a sabbatismos, for the people of God. Now, unlike the other Greek word used for rest, katapao, which means to settle down or desist, this word infers a state of rest, or what I call a baptism of rest. It's what God's concept of shalom, his peace, wholesomeness, wellness, prosperity is all about. Now, this state of rest or shalom is the kind of rest of which Isaiah prophesied. It comes through a mindset intently focused on God. Also note the word perfect is not used, but it's implied through the double use of the word shalom. So it really means an exponential type of shalom. Look what it says. You will keep him in perfect peace. Shalom, shalom. Whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. So this kind of peace in God's shalom is also so amazing that Paul refers to it as the peace of God which surpasses all understanding. So see how this is living in a state of harmony that flows in a rhythm leading to a divine cadence or a rest, God's shalom. So let's take a look at some words that speak about music terms. Harmony, it's a state of agreement or accord, a unity, a pleasing combination of elements forming a whole. So in music, it relates to a structure or a progression and relationship of chords. And then there's rhythm. That speaks of movement or flow within a pattern, a regular occurrence of different quantities or conditions. And in music, it relates to a pattern formed by a series of notes. And then there's cadence. It refers to a balanced rhythmic flow that brings resolution, finality, closure, rest. And in music, it's a progression of chords moving to a harmonic close or a point of rest. Now, this concept of coming to resolution, rest, and closure is really powerful. Too often, we live in a constant state of motion, even a frenzy. We're either consumed in busyness or in our doing, and our minds are so constantly moving from one thought to another, even going from one distraction to another. So we don't resolve important issues. This keeps us from entering into God's rest and being in that state of peace. So it causes anxiety. So bringing our thoughts to a point of resolve and bringing issues to a point of closure is crucial to living in a state of rest so that we can live in God's rhythm. Think about that for a moment. Now, God truly purposes to bring us to flow in his divine harmony, his rhythm and cadence, so that we enter into his shalom, his baptism of rest. Now, through a greater synchronized alignment with God, we can truly experience God's covenant and kingdom ways, his truth, and life advancing and prospering in the way God has intended. Now, while difficult for our human nature to see, keep in mind, all things are possible with God. So this brings us to a great, therefore, key point in Hebrews 12. Let's read what it says. Therefore, let us lay aside every weight and sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that's set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Now, running and even walking with endurance is certainly easier if we do it in step with Christ, in rhythm with him, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Truly, his yoke is easy, so it's up to us to fit into it. and we are blessed as we do. So review the scriptures in Hebrews 4 about entering into God's rest, and also the concept of the baptism of rest. Reflect also on Isaiah's revelation of an exponential type of peace and rest in God. So what benefits do you see gaining from pursuing and gaining such a baptism of rest? How can you keep your mind focused on God's concept of shalom, shalom, and his exponential peace? Write down your answers and discuss it with others. And then we'll see you in the next session.